sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Thanks for coming. Please have a seat. This isn't a lecture. It's not any kind of a scolding, certainly not a political speech or conversation of any kind. This is an intervention. We're here because we're worried about you. Not because you're bad, not because you're broken, but because you're medicating something and you are pretending that it is normal. It's porn, gambling, gaming, TV, endless sports, fantasy football, which is gambling without money, food, spending, comfort, convenience. We Americans are the most stimulated, entertained, distracted people in human history. And we've never been more restless. And here's the uncomfortable truth with all of it. We're addicted to everything except the things that we really ought to be doing. We're addicted to escape. We're addicted to numbness, to novelty, to comfort that never actually comforts us. And meanwhile, things that actually are meaningful, the things that actually build a life, things like focused effort, skill, responsibility, service, and becoming who you're capable of becoming, well, those, I guess, feel a little too heavy to pick up. They seem, from the outside looking in, to be unrewarding and overall sort of pointless, which leads to the quiet question that so many people are thinking and asking, which is, what's the point? Because if nothing matters, why not just kind of take the edge off a little bit? And this didn't happen because we're weak. It happened because so many of us feel disenfranchised. We feel disconnected. We feel powerless. We don't feel like we're useful. We don't feel we're needed. And we don't feel like the efforts that we're making are going to move the needle or really do anything at all. So, not surprisingly, we stop aiming. We stop striving. We stop believing that our actions actually matter. And when those things happen, when our purpose disappears, pleasure rushes in to fill that void, because something is always going to fill that void. And it's a bit of a paradox, because when people say nothing matters, they're accidentally just about halfway to getting to real the heart of the matter or the truth, because all that matters is this moment and the next one. It's not the past that you can't change. It's not your entire life that you can't see yet. It's not the world that's out of your control. Just this right now, and then the next thing right after that. So how do you change? How do you flip this? How do you change the trajectory? And I think it's a question of motivating people. It certainly is an identity politics. It's not a kind of a five-year plan that's going to shake us out of this malaise. Yeah, malaise. We have to invert that addiction. So stop ruminating on the past. Stop trying to imagine your entire life all at once. And stop obsessing over those things, which are most things, outside of our control. So instead of doing those things, we clarify what matters. What really is important? What are your top priorities? And then we must determine and figure out what must be done in service of what matters. And then I think the real trick is to cheerfully, happily, joyfully execute on those things every day. Know what matters. know what must be done in service of what matters, and do those things. And if it's possible, and it is possible, to do them cheerfully. It's all possible. We just get to choose. And you have to choose. It's one of the great human superpowers, is that we have choice. We have the ability to decide how it is that we want to feel about everything in our life. Your work, your physical body, your mental health, your relationships, your success. You get to choose how you feel about those things. So if we're able to clarify what matters, understand what must be done, and then to do those things, if we did that for 90 days, I bet things would really change. And I guess the challenge slash opportunity is to make the decision on what really does matter, to figure out what must be done, and then to actually do it and to consistently wake up and do that for 90 days. And if you did that and nothing changed, then you could tell me that I'm wrong. But I don't think that that's how it's going to shake out. So let's assume that you want to change your health trajectory. You are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sick and tired of being obese. You're sick and tired of being exhausted. And you'd like to move towards being strong and active. So what do? You change how you eat. You stop putting poison in your mouth. You stop going through drive-thrus. You start moving your body. Start exercising. You start lifting. You start keeping promises to yourself. Let's assume that you want to change your financial future, your financial trajectory. You want to change your financial situation. Instead of spending every penny that you earn and living paycheck to paycheck, you move away from that. You stop buying and mortgaging your future using credit cards. You simplify. You start spending intentionally, mapped to those things that actually matter, and you stop numbing yourself and you start deciding. And after 90 days, I can see the future. I can see the future. I know what's going to happen. And you're going to have to trust me on this one, because after 90 days, something beautiful is going to happen for you.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
You don't just lose weight. You will. You'll feel better. You'll look better. You'll be healthier. You won't just save money. You won't just reduce the amount of debt. You will actually be saving and adding to your bank account. But you'll learn new skills. You prove something to yourself that you're somebody who's capable of doing that. You develop grit. And one of the most powerful human superpowers and forces emerges. That's confidence. It's not hype. It's not bravado. It's earned confidence. Confidence that says, I can do hard things. I keep my word. I'm not stuck. I'm not trapped. Once you've got that, you can apply that to every different aspect of your life. You could stop accepting a life that you resent, because I bet you do, and you could start building a life that you actually want. Addiction is not the enemy in this. I mean, addiction itself, from a Buddhist standpoint, is not good or bad. It just is. And this is when it gets kind of interesting, is when you actually look closely at addicts, you notice something which is unfortunately extremely destructive and mildly uncomfortable. But when you really look, an addict only wants one thing. And they'll do literally anything to get it. They are masters of focus. They are masters of persistence. And they are skilled practitioners of single-minded determination. Another human superpower right there. So the problem is not addiction. The problem is what we're addicted to. So you could choose. You have choice. You get to choose. You can choose your addiction. I'm going to throw this out there. You could get addicted to getting what you want. And I think that the most successful people on earth around us, the most successful people you know, are addicted to getting what they want. They're addicted to health. They're addicted to competence. They're addicted to being useful. And they're addicted to becoming themselves, the best possible version. Set your sights. Simplify the mission. Go all in. It's not self-help. What I'm talking about is self-respect. I don't think that you're lazy. I think you're just misdirected. You're not broken, but you are numbing your potential. You don't need any more comfort. You need a worthy and worthwhile obsession. You don't lack discipline. You're just addicted to the wrong things. So, service of helping you get what you want, which is what I want. I want to get what I want. I know how to do that. I want to teach you or help you to learn how to do it too. You can go onto the notes of the show under the addiction inversion audit. Just a one-page worksheet. Look at and interrogate, take a really hard look at how you're currently using your addictions or your addictiveness, what you're currently giving all of your resources to, and see if you can make some shifts away from negative addiction to utilizing addiction for good, becoming you. Because you're meant for more. There's more for you. But it's not going to happen on its own. And I think it's a lot closer than you think. That's an unfortunate myth that we tell ourselves, is that a better version of you, the version of yourself that you can proudly and happily look at in the mirror every morning and at the end of the day, that person is a lot closer than you think. And it's not about adding on a ton of extra stuff. It's about clearing away the stuff that's keeping you stuck. That's what The Meaningful Few is all about. I just wrote a book about this. I'm trying to be useful. It's about designing a life that works. So you can get your copy on Amazon. I'll link that in the notes. And then you can go to mymeaningfulfew.com and check out a lot of additional resources that we've put together and curated, again, to help you get what you want. The idea here is you do your part by doing your best.